Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings to all of the UFCCM and especially to my dear sisters. We certainly would be remiss without honoring our ecumenical patriarch in the person of Henry A. Tindall Sr. and our mother Bishop Shirley A. Tindall. We thank God for you and for allowing this platform. We just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Pastor Atiya Jennerette, the Assistant Chair Lady for the UFCCM International Women's Ministry for the United States of America. Welcome to the first quarterly worship service via internet radio. As women, I believe that we have so much to give God thanks for. And for this service to be held at the end of March, which is Women's History Month, it is most fitting. As women, we are coming together. We are gathering to give his name praise, honor, and glory. And not only are we giving his name praise, honor, and glory, but we also want to salute and pay homage to those women who have gone before us and who have made countless contributions and accomplishments throughout history. Many women have paved the way. They have withstood many of challenges as well as setbacks. And I just would like to encourage all of my sisters, amen, on tonight, amen, ride out the storm. I don't care what your storm is. Do not allow your circumstances to define or to launch your identity. I know stuff is different now. I know people can be indifferent now. I want to encourage you that even though we may be in the worst of times as well as the best of times all at the same time, amen, God is requiring us to ride it out, amen. Just like women who have gone before us had to ride some things out, I believe in the seasons that we are in now that we are yet having to ride some things out. I know we may be in a peculiar place and or a peculiar season at this point in time, but nothing ever catches God by surprise. See, the enemy's desire is that you would be strategically impositioned, but God has already strategically positioned you. And what I would like to encourage you with on tonight as I close out my greeting, amen, the enemy does not want you to effect godly change, but God certainly does. It's the enemy's desire that he would drive you out and that he would drive you away and that he would drive you down. But I want to encourage you tonight according to the word of God in Romans 16 and 20, and it says, and the God of all peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. So I want to encourage you tonight, rise up in the woman that you know that you are, for you are clothed with strength, you are clothed with dignity, you can laugh at the days that are to come. Matter of fact, you can even laugh in the enemy's face for everything it is that he's brought up against you, where he thought he was going to be victorious, but he found out another story, and that is you are in your winning season. And I want you to speak with wisdom, and I want you to be faithful to the instructions that God gives you. I want you to be able to watch over your affairs of your household, and I don't want you to eat the bread of idleness, because the word of God tells us that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And I want to encourage you tonight that many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. So I want to encourage you, amen, ride out this storm, ride out whatever it is that has been thrown in your path, because God is going to use it, and God is using you to surpass them all. God bless you. I love you all with the love of Christ. Mwah.
Good evening, ladies. This is Elder Cawley. I am here to MC tonight. I've never done this, so bear with me. But tonight, I just ask that you open your hearts and souls and minds to receive something to help us press forward with the love of God. as we bring forth the opening prayer from Pastor Belinda Crane.
Father God, I just thank you. I thank you for this day. I thank you for your grace. Lord, I thank you for your mercy. I thank you, God, for being wonderful. I thank you for being the sunshine in my life. I thank you, Lord God, for being the rain when I need water. And God, I just thank you, Lord, for always being there for me, Lord God. I thank you for the women that are on this call on tonight. I thank you, Lord God, for the word in which that will be coming forth, God, even now, God. I thank you for just all of us having the mindset, Lord God, to want to just pour into one another this time of the season, God. I thank you, Lord God, for the ones that wanted to come on the call but couldn't, God. I pray now, God, that even as we are listening to one another, Lord God, that we are strengthened, Lord God, that in every area of our lives that we feel weak, Lord God, that you be made strong. Your word says, blessed is she who has believed that the Lord will fulfill his promises to her, God. And we just thanking you right now, Lord God, in advance for all that you are going to do in our lives. And we just give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name I pray.
Yes. Praise God.
Amen. As we bring forth Elder Karen Nixon for testimony and prayer praise report, I just want to remind you that prayer is powerful. Prayer keeps you grounded in him, and prayer is the ultimate connection to God. Elder Karen Nixon.
Amen. Before she comes, we're going to listen to a worship song. And I would like to ask that as we're listening to the songs that will be played on tonight, to meditate on the word, it will be a blessing to you. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. And I'm sorry, now we will have Elder Karen to come in now to introduce the testimony.
Ten. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it in abundance. And I can truly say that God has been good to me. And I'm sure it's not only me, but there are other women here that God has been good to. And when I think, I just had a testimony lately of my son, my 13-year-old, he was from the age of four straight up to the age of 11, 12, he was always on the honor roll in school. And when he transitioned to the higher school, he began to experience some trials and some tests. The enemy came at him. You know, God's words is so powerful because the enemy would try the word of God. When there's a prophetic word over your life or whenever God gives you a word, know that the enemy would come to try that word. He comes to steal. He comes to destroy what all God has spoken. And my son went through a hard time. He was bullied. He was even physically assaulted where it caused him to lose interest in school. His grades dropped. He went from an honor roll student straight down to a 1-point-something student. And we know that was not like him. And me being a mom. Yeah, the mom, ready to fight those who came up against my baby, you know? But the Lord had to deal with me. The Lord had to deal with me. So we went, me, my son, my husband, we prayed every morning. See, we got to remember the power of prayer. I took it to the teachers. They dealt with it, but he still was being bullied. And we went in prayer. Every morning when he left our cars, I would always declare the word over his life. You know, I needed those grades to get back up. I declared and I prayed over him. I said, God, open up his understanding that he may learn today. Because he's a very intelligent boy. And can I tell you today I got his report card and his report grade has skyrocketed again. God is so good. So know that the enemy will test the word of God. He will come to test it. But if we don't have a test and we don't have trials, we will never know what it is to triumph over the enemy. And we got to understand that God says we are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. So I don't know what you may be facing, but I want to encourage someone out there. Maybe they're going through a hard time with their children, and they're looking at saying, you know, this is not what I prayed for. This is not what I believe in God for. But I want to tell you, continue to pray. Continue to seek God. Don't take things in your own hand. Yeah, I almost took things in my own hand and almost messed up the whole plan of God. But we got to remember to trust God. And I can tell you, my son became, he got back serious in his schoolwork, because that bullying is a serious thing. He got back serious, and like I said, he skyrocketed in his grades again. This is my testimony. I'm sure someone else out there have a testimony. So we want to open up for anybody who want to share what God has done for them lately.
If anyone has a testimony, please press 1 on your phone. And Bishop Haywood would let you in. While we wait, I know I have a testimony I would like to say, if you will let me. When I've been going through the last 3 years, there's one thing that God reminded me of, is to stay tied to the altar in prayer. Because when you're tied to the altar in prayer and praise, it's harder for the enemy to come at you when you stay grounded in him. And my prayer life has gotten stronger, and you can overcome the struggles that you go through when you stay tied to the altar. It's hard at times because your flesh rises up, but when you're tied to the altar, you only can go so far, and then that rope brings you back into God again. And he's gotten me through a lot, through depression, anxiety, anger, the last 3 years, and I'm finally back to where I feel I'm out of that free zone, and I can start moving forward and have my bounce back in God and do what God wants me to do. Thank you. Is there anybody else that has a testimony?
Okay. This is Deacon Monica. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I want to share a testimony. A few of you have heard this testimony already. But I was sent to the Washington, D.C. airport during our conference to pick up Reverend Mary and Reverend Bonnie. And on the way to the airport, I missed my turn, so I went to exit. And when I exited, I heard this gush, sounded like a swish sound. And then this person hit me with their car. And I believe he came around, hit me on my passenger side, or on my driver's side with his passenger side. We pulled over to the side, and much to our amazement, there was not one ding, not one dent.
Mm-hmm.
There was
Jesus.
Absolutely no structural damage. Our car
was
out of control. We were going about 50 miles an hour. There were cars all over. It was at a real, juncture where roads are going every which way. The police didn't even come because there was no injury and no major damage. But the security person said, you guys got to get off of here. Just go. The police are not going to come. This accident is not serious enough. And it's going to get serious if you stay here because someone is going to hit you. They're already moving all around you. So we got off, and long story short, I was worried because there was some paint scratched off of my car, but no structural damage. When I got to the airport to return my car, I pointed out the damage because I wanted to be honest. And the guy said, well, did the person clear you? And Elder Karen said, yes, he did. So he said, well, then you're free to go. And so we didn't even have to, although I had everything ready to file the claim. I had already called my insurance company. Praise the Lord, I didn't have to do anything. But to me, that is an absolute miracle that we did not spin out of control and that we did not get injured, that we had no structural damage. I mean, it's crazy.
Wow.
How can you hit someone at 50 miles an hour? Except that
Amen.
God.
Amen.
And when I heard that, I think that was the Lord.
Amen. Come on, let's praise God.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God.
Amen. Amen. Come on, engineer. Shout praise right now. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I don't know about you, but I think you gotta recognize God when you know God is moved. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How this could have been a totally different situation and outcome, people of God.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Is there any more testimony?
You know, I just want to add that, you know, we overcome by the words of our mouth and by our testimony. If you don't testify,
Amen.
How can you tell others how to overcome? So mm-hmm. I don't want you to hold back of what God has done in your life. You know, the whole conference was a testimony for us.
Yes.
It was a tailor-made word just set aside. I looked at even the conference. We traveled over 900 miles just to get to a conference.
Thank you,
and when I think about how God has tailor-made that word just for us, the whole conference was a blessing. Just meeting everybody was a blessing. And just to hear the powerful words. How these women had some stuff going on in their lives and how God has brought them out. It's enough to give God praise.
Amen.
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 Well, the engineer just told me that there are individuals that have testimonies, and he said, if you hear unmute, that means you're on. So just start talking. Amen. I'm told you there.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let's hear your testimony.
Amen. This is Reverend Deacon Shatila.
Okay.
It's a blessing. Good evening, all. It's a blessing to be on. Well, what I was listening to, you know, your test is a testimony, and you know, that is true. And which, you know, prayer is such a powerful thing. You know, God is so good, you know, to me, but his word is just much more powerful. The reason why I say that is because today, and it was so odd that when I was at work, you know, people and I, you know, there are things that happen at, you know, work, and you can tell the disbelief of people that are around you. But God is so good that his protection is so good.
Amen.
So, and the reason why I say that is because when I, it was those that surrounded themselves or tried to surround themselves around me, I should say. But when I opened the Word of God, they spread out. And I had to, I didn't have to do much. I didn't have to do much but open the Word of God. And I sat there and I just read.
Jesus.
And it just goes to show you that, and I didn't have to read out loud. I wasn't reading out loud. Just having the Word open and reading, that Word is so powerful that anything would flee.
Amen. Amen.
So God is so good that He knows, He knows what anything what's around you that comes to try to tries to interfere with you. So always have your Word. Always have the Word in you. Always be aware, but always have your Word. So that Word is powerful. So that is my test as far as, so is my testimony.
All right.
Showing you how good God is. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I don't know. I guess that may be it, Elder Colleen. Nobody's jumping right in there.
Well, Bishop, this is Bishop Haywood. You know, I'm in the over here in the black back room in the you know, UFCCM Care of Communications, and everybody that, you know, has a ministry, you know, I am responsible to run these shows for you to some degree. With your permission. There are, Lady Miss, I got to tell you, there are a lot of people on this call, and they all got their hands up, but I'm thinking that possibly they don't know that they should be talking.
Oh.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go down the line, and, you know, and you
all
know,
right.
When I'm normally when I engineer for the lady broadcast, Teacher Tender will let me come out of the back room and say something. I'm hoping it's okay to do
okay,
that here.
So.
Is that okay? All right. So, listen, and if you've already...
Elder Cooper said she was trying to give her testimony, but can be heard. But you'll be coming up, so I guess you can include your testimony with your message.
Well, all right. So, caller, you're... If you have already given your testimony, just press 1 again so your hand will go down, because we got a lot of hands up here. I mean, a lot, you know. So, caller, you're at 704. Uh-oh, wait a minute. Yeah, they're taking them down now. Some of y'all don't need to take them down. All right, now what they did is look like they Lady Bishop, they pressed it and then it went away, but that's okay. Caller, you're at 7. Okay, they put it back up again. All right. All right. Does the women's ministry, were you guys giving instructions, you know, to try to mess with me tonight? You know, I don't know.
No,
is there
sir,
something secret
never.
That happened?
No, we didn't.
You know?
We didn't
nope,
do other stuff. No, no.
All right. Well, caller, because you know, I don't go through this on the lady broadcast. I think y'all jumping on me or something. listen, caller, you're at 704-992, 704-992. Go right ahead with your testimony.
Yes, this is Teacher Tindall. I was trying to get in, and I almost forgot what I was going to say.
Teacher Tindall.
But I do. Can you
Teacher
all hear
Kendall,
me?
Me?
Yes,
we can.
Okay, because I've
Teacher
been saying
Kendall,
that.
The women's ministry are not fair to me. They're you know, They're not doing me like you do me. They're jumping on me in here tonight.
Well, anyway, I give honor to our ecumenical patriarch and Mother Bishop, to Lady Bishop Haywood and Bishop Haywood and everybody on the line tonight. I was trying to get in repeatedly, but I thank God I was able to get in. You know, we should not have to be begged to give a testimony.
Amen.
We should not have to be begged to say, if nothing more than thank you, Lord, for another day.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
And that we are alive to even give God the praise and give God the glory. But I just wanted to say that I my testimony is, there are a lot of testimonies that I could give, but I just want to say that I thank God for our annual conference that we just attended, and I thank God for the powerful outpouring. And I was sitting here thinking about that, and you know, ladies, we have been equipped. You know, sometimes you have to go to the well and dip your pot down in the well to pull up more water and more of what you need. But we have been truly equipped in this conference. And as I said to Bishop Tindall several times, it is no accident that the Holy Spirit gave him the thing that says prevailing through, not in, but through. The power of prayer. Because when we prevail through, that means God will take us, if we go to him in prayer and submit to him and be present in his presence and call out to him, he will take us from where we are in the situation that we're in right now, and he will take us through that step by step to the other side of through, and bless us according to our request to him. So I just wanted to say the conference was such a blessing, and I just feel when we go to conferences, we return equipped to deal with all of the things that we as women of God and we as saints of God have to deal with in the world that we live in today. And I just my testimony is I am so grateful to God that he allowed me one more time. I've been at every conference for the last 19 years, and he has allowed me every year to go and refresh and return with a greater blessing and a greater ability to stand fast and to do the work of the Lord, knowing that my labor in the Lord is not in vain. Thank you, Bishop Bev, for having this. I hope our women from First Church are on, because we suspended our program tonight so that we can join together with women from all over the UFCCM, and we have been truly blessed so far, and I know that we're going to be blessed with a powerful word from the Lord. Thank you for this.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Caller, you're 318-588. 318-588. Go right ahead.
Greetings, everyone. This is Elder Presentine calling from Shreveport, Louisiana.
Praise the Lord.
So glad to hear all of the women and the elders and bishops. I tell you, it's a blessing just to be among you all again. Certainly, giving honor to our EP and to all of the other, and Mother Bishop as well, to all of the bishops that are on, elders and so forth, in your perspective places. I've had the opportunity to hear some of the testimonies, and as I was listening, and as Teacher Tindall stated, we should not have to, we should not have to be begged to give a testimony.
Amen.
Because God has so graciously poured upon each and every one of us. And I was just thinking, one of the things over the last few months, the different storms of life have come raging in. But one thing I was reminded on is, no matter what comes, no matter what shakes up, never lose your place in Christ.
Amen.
You hold your place in God, because the things that I was just looking at this in the natural, but in the spirit, just as the storms come in the natural and cause us to be displaced from our homes and from our everyday normal things, the storms in the spirit cause to have us displaced with Jesus. And so in order to stay in position and in place and in the right posture and in the right position, we have to be anchored in him. And so I just thank God that he just reminded me, no matter what's going on in our lives, whether it's sickness, whether it's financial difficulties, whether it's physically storms, we have to ensure that we have the word of God. And like Teacher Tender stated, the prayers that bring us through, we have to stay connected. You know, some people get displaced and they want to go off by themselves. But I just encourage all the women of God to stay. Never lose your place with God, no matter what's going on. And I thank him for keeping me in position, in place, anchored in him throughout all of the different situations and circumstances that I've encountered. He's a mighty God. So I bless him for that.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so do we have time for two more, Bishop Haywood? Is there two more online?
I'm sorry, I was trying to get back on there for you. There are a few more. One moment. All right. Oh, wait, that was Teacher Tindall, I think. It's 704. And I'm sorry, the lines are so full. I'm trying to scroll through here. Give me one moment. All right, there we go. Caller, you're at 980-258. Go right ahead with your testimony. 980-258.
Praise the Lord. Praise him. I truly honor the Lord this evening. This is Mother Bishop, and I honor Bishop Haywood and Lady Bishop Haywood and Elder Carly and Elder Nixon and everyone that I've heard thus far. I was just sitting here, actually sitting in my sunroom, just enjoying the testimonies that I've heard thus far. I was going to chime in, but I said, let me just hear what the saints are saying. To really just lift us, I'm telling you, God has been so good and so kind to us. I thank the Lord. We're yet rejoicing over the powerful, powerful conference that we just came out of and how the Lord has blessed us. So I was just thanking God for the testimony from Deaconess Monica Zindler. I had to chuckle. I said I had no idea that she had experienced that. Because what she went through on that day, she did not look like it. And I'm saying that to say this, that oftentimes we go through things in life, but we serve a God that is able, more than able, to take us through. And many, many times we don't look like the storms in life that we have gone through. It doesn't show up on our face. It doesn't show up in our interactions with our sisters and brothers. It doesn't show up in our praise because we know, as we said in the conference, that we don't always win every battle, but we have the confidence of knowing that the war has already been won. And we serve a Savior that has assured us that the battle does not belong to us, that it belongs to him. And that gives me such confidence every day as we walk through this life. And as Lady Presentine just said, that we are often bombarded with things in life, and it's part of life. It's part of what we go through. But we have the assurance of knowing that our God is more than able, and he is going to take us through. Why? Because he promised us in his word. And I thank God for the testimonies that we've heard already, but I'd like to give you my testimony. I thank God that I'm saved. I'm sanctified, set apart to do his work. And I'm filled with his Holy Spirit and anointed in him. And I thank God for that. And I thank God for the many life situations that we go through, that we all are going through right now. It doesn't matter what man says, because man may say one thing, but God has said something else. And I thank God for that. I'm going to stop because I feel myself getting right happy now, because when I think of the goodness of Jesus, Oh, God, and all that he has done for me.
Yes,
my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. I thank the Lord so much, Lady Bishop Haywood, for this wonderful broadcast, the time of just coming together in fellowship, and how on time this is. Last week this time, and I was telling Bishop just an hour or so ago when we were finishing up our meal, I said, you know, this time last week, we were in the conference praising God, and here it is now. We're at the
discussion.
I just thank God for having had the opportunity to see the saints we hadn't seen in a while, and just to be able to touch you and to listen to your beautiful voices and to just enjoy your greetings and all. So continue to pray for us over here down in Charlotte, North Carolina, that the Lord will continue to bless us, that he will continue to hold us in his hand and use us in these last days. God bless you all.
Bless you.
Elder Cawley, Lady Bishop, you said one more, so I did bring in one more. And it is, you know, it is our Bishop Emeritus, Bishop Mother Bishop Betty Brown. Go right ahead, Bishop.
All right. Amen.
I was just thinking about her.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Go right ahead, Bishop Brown.
Able to be on the Zoom with you all, and I thank God for my daughter. Mother Bishop is my daughter, and I thank God for her. She's a fireball, and I tell you, she's come through many things, but God has blessed her. And I thank God how he's brought me. I'm approaching my 96th birthday in a couple of months, but I'm still fighting sin, even in myself, and telling people Jesus is the way. I enjoyed being on this program. I wish I had time to really give you my testimony. But, honey, Jesus is the answer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The fellowship with Jesus is the answer to the That is the way to the kingdom, is the fellowship with Jesus every day. Hallelujah, glory to God. Young women, keep carrying on. I always say, if you hold on to Jesus, the sky is the limit.
Yeah.
And you'll take half with you when you go to meet him in the sky. God bless you, saints. Thank you for this time. Mm-hmm. Keep me in your prayer. I pray I'll be able to get with you in the next conference, if God allows and delays his coming. Pray for me. Love you all.
Yes, Bishop Brown. It was nice to hear from everybody in their testimony and praise report. Right now we're going to bring on Elder Glenda Cooper for our scripture lesson.
Praise the Lord. This is Elder Cooper. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. I bless God on today for being even in your presence on today. God is so good. I give honor to our ecumenical patriarch, Mother Bishop, Mother Brown, Bishop Brown, everybody in their respective places, all the bishops, all of the clergy, everyone, all of laity. God bless you in your hearing on today. I am encouraged to give my testimony on today. Probably about when I was 25. I'm a little older now, but when I was about 25, I had a major stroke on my job. And at the time, I was working two full-time jobs. I was working two full-time jobs. I was going to school full-time. And I was going to church every time the door opened for prayer, for Bible study, for Sunday school for all of the services. And I just give honor to God that it means much to be in prayer, and it means much to be in right standing with the Lord. When I had that stroke, I was very much prayed up. And when I had that stroke on the job, it was just me and another young lady on the job. And, you know, she had to witness. I was in the back. I said, I'm going to take a break. I don't feel good. I feel a little tired. So I went to put my head down on the desk, and I put one hand on my forehead, one hand on the back of my head, and I felt like something was shaking up in my forehead. And I said, the blood of Jesus. And I fell asleep just like that. My head went down on the desk. I still had my hands on my head. And I was having a major stroke. And the young lady needed help, so she came to get me. And she said all she heard was, and I was like, and she, when she called my name, I felt something touching my tongue. And it was an angel from the Lord that came to heal my body.
Praise God.
The Spirit of the Lord showed me as I was laying there with my head on the desk. I can see in the spirit that angel with his finger in my mouth, that I had a crimp in my walk and I couldn't see. But I stood up in faith. I still had my hand in the front of my head and in the back of my head, and the angel had his hand in my mouth. And as I stood up in faith, my body crunched back into place. All I can do is tell God thank you. And just so that, you know, it's not something I can make up. The young lady said to me, are you okay? When I called your name, you made a weird sound. I ain't never heard you sound like that. And I just want to tell God thank you. Because, and I want to encourage somebody today that prayer works. It works.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I bless God for this time of, you know, just allowing me to tell my testimony and to be encouraging unto the women on today. I want to encourage you through Matthew, the 26th chapter. You can read it in your time because I'm not the speaker. There is a speaker of the hour. Matthew, the 26th chapter, verses 36 through 46. It talks about Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus is about to go through the trial of his life. Hallelujah. And even though he's going through, and there are those that are close to him, the apostles who came into the garden with him, he told some of them to sit there. Some came in a little close, you know, a little further into the garden, the ones that were more closer to him. But he still had to put his prayer time in. Even though he was Jesus the Christ, he still invoked the presence of God through prayer. Everybody who walks the face of this earth needs to pray. Now, Jesus prayed in a place called the Mount of Olives, which is where the Garden of Gethsemane was located. The Mount, that specific place was where the olives, it was famous for the olive trees. The olives, they have to be shaken. They have to be pressed. You know, there's a process to the olives, shaken, pressed, and they're beaten, hallelujah, in order to get the oil out of the olives. And as people of God, there are times in our lives we're going to be pressed. We're going to be shaken in our faith. Hallelujah. We're going to be beaten. Even, you know, we're going to be praying for people, and they're going to come after us. That's okay. We can still pray for our enemies. I've had to pray for my enemies at times, and they've come back to tell me thank you, and I apologize. But we've got to stay the course. And as we go forward with before the Lord in prayer, God wants us to invoke the presence of God through our prayers. Some people pray amiss. God doesn't want us to pray amiss. To pray amiss simply means to pray inappropriately. We don't want to be praying for things that we're lusting after. God knows what we need. We don't need to be lusting after anything, especially if it's attached to this world. God wants us to seek first the kingdom of heaven and all of his righteousness, and these things will be added unto us. God wants us to hold on to his unchanging hand. We can't hold on to his hand if we're not praying. Hallelujah. God wants us to get in a stance of prayer and stay on our post. People are depending on us. Our children are depending on us, our loved ones, our neighbors, the community is dependent on us, and God wants us to stay on our post so that these people that are dependent on us will be able to come through spiritually. They're coming through our prayers. Hallelujah. I went into the supermarket on yesterday, and I was simply going to the supermarket to buy some food, and I wore a shirt that said Sundays are for church. And the gentleman that was bagging my groceries, he stopped me. He stopped the grocery cart as I was going through, and he says to me, please, call out my mom's name, Darlene, and my name, Michael, in prayer, please. He asked me where my church was located. I told him. Now, this man don't know me for Adam. I could have got that shirt from the thrift store, you know. I could have been anybody. But people will recognize when the oil of God is on your life. Hallelujah. And they'll come to you and ask for the prayer. People recognize when God is present. So I just encourage you on today, stay with God. Stay in alignment with the Lord in prayer. Don't pray amiss. Allow the oil of God to be all over you so that the people of God can get some of that oil.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Allow God to use you. Allow God to have his way in your life. And we align with the Spirit of God through our prayers. God will keep us in line. Hallelujah. No matter what we're struggling with, if we continue forward looking unto God as the author and finisher of our faith, God will take us to places that we never would have been able to get to had we not have kept our eyes on God. So I encourage you to continue forward in the spirit of prayer. God bless you and your hearing on today. Amen.
Amen. Well, you know, God is truly blessing. We're so thankful for your words, Elder Cooper, and the words of the testimonies that we've heard. So glad always when we get opportunity to hear from Mother Bishop, and we give honor to our EP and board and the College of Bishops and to our Bishop Emeritus, Betty Brown. Just so always just thrilled to hear your voice and hear from you. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to read a little bit from what the program outline says, and we're going to get to the message, the word of God on today. Amen. Our main message from our elder Arletta Allen. Amen. Truly one of our daughters. Amen. In the Lord, and just like a daughter to us. And she, amen, is a best-selling author, TEDx speaker, trauma recovery coach, authentic leadership trainer, NCAP award winner, women's transformational thought leader, expert communications and workshop facilitator, authentically Arletta Unlimited, LLC. Arletta Allen inspires at ArlettaAllen.com. This young woman, God has really been working through and is a blessing to so many. So without further ado, we're going to hear, amen, the word of God.
Amen.
From our elder Arletta Allen. Let's give her a good God bless you praise.
Hallelujah.
As she comes forth. Amen.
Oh, my. Can you just
say,
I just
want to
check in.
For your mercy.
Can you all hear me okay?
Yes.
Wonderful. And I'd like to do a time check, if you will, Lady Bishop. What is my time frame?
Well, here we go. I checked with the engineer, and he has us set to go until 8:30.
Okay. All right. Well, let me go ahead and get in there. And first of all, thank you so much. Good evening to everyone out there who is with us on this evening. So, so blessed. And what an honor it is to be here tonight with you all. It is such an esteemed honor to be able to be in the midst of such powerful women and men of God on tonight. I would like to start by first and foremost giving honor to God, who deserves it all, and to our EP, Bishop Henry Tendell Sr.,
as well as our mother bishop, and also Bishop H.C. Haywood, who is my spiritual father, as well mm-hmm. as Lady Bishop Haywood DeShazer Haywood, I should say, and all of the elders and bishops, the Ebob, the Scob, and everyone in their respective places. I would just want to say, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, and thank you for this honor. So let me just get into a few things on tonight. The topic that I'll be bringing forth tonight is centered around the power of prayer and healing and transformation. Now, my spiritual father is Bishop H.C. Haywood, so he's trained and taught me well. So there'll be some scripture references that'll be coming from the New Living Translation. However, we will be reverting back to the King James Version also in reference. So tonight I really want to challenge you all, if you're out there listening, and if you happen to be somewhere near a pen and a notepad, pull those things out. You want to take notes tonight to reference these few takeaways that I'll be giving you tonight. So the key takeaways tonight will be that, number one, prayer is the most powerful tool for healing and transformation. Second, prayer brings about physical, emotional, and spiritual healing. Third, confession and intercession are essential aspects of prayer, the necessary. Fourth, prayer strengthens relationships and it promotes connection and unity. And finally, five, prayer transcends human limitations and connects us with the power of God that produces supernatural results. And so I want to explore, number one, the profound message that's found in James chapter 5, verse 16. And as we go forth, we delve into the power of prayer, healing, and transformation for our personal lives. So we're going to start natural, personal first, and then we'll extend out. But prayer is a spiritual tool that connects us with God himself, and it invites God's intervention into our circumstances. So over the next few minutes, I'm going to help you to understand how prayer can bring about that healing and transformation that you've been searching for, you've been longing for, you've been looking for. So understanding that James 5 and 16, it states in the New Living Translation, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. Now, I'm going to bring it back to the King James Version because, to me, the King James Version is so much more powerful. So I'm going to read this one with vigor. So confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So what I see here is two aspects of prayer. One is confession. The other is intercession. Confession is an integral part of prayer and spiritual growth. When we confess our sins to one another, it fosters accountability and vulnerability, allowing for healing and restoration to come. It involves us personally acknowledging our shortcomings and seeking forgiveness from God and from others. And then there's a second aspect, which is intercession. Intercession is the act of praying on behalf of others. It is an expression of love, empathy, and compassion. Intercessory prayer not only benefits those we pray for, but also has transformative effects on our own lives. So as we lift others' needs to God, we align ourselves with his heart, and we invite God's intervention into our lives and their lives. I want to sit there a second when we talk about the power of prayer, there is always that follow-up line there in James that sometimes we like to overlook. And so tonight I'd like to take a moment and highlight that. And it is effectual. In other words, powerful, fervent, consistent prayer of a righteous man, not a man that's doing whatever he want to do and acting how he want to act and, you know, in his flesh and hanging out and doing how he want to do with no type of structure to his life. It said a righteous man, it avails much. So there's some key components there. You have to open up your mouth and you have to be able to confess. So if you done messed up and you done messed up your relationship with one of your sisters or brothers in Christ, the best thing you can do is to pull them, love them, confess to them. And with that, pray for them. Pray for each other. The second part was intercession. You don't want to get so far that you forget that God sees and knows what you have need of before you even ask it. So one of your primary concerns when you're going before the throne of grace is to make sure that you are interceding on behalf of others. This is not the work of selfishness. We don't have room for selfishness. We have to be centered on knowing that we are here for a purpose within itself, but our purpose is to serve others. God is requesting that we know that the act of praying on behalf of others is powerful and that it is an expression of love, of empathy, and it shows forth compassion. And these are all attributes of the God we serve. Going into my second point is the power of prayer for healing. When you're praying concerning healing, which I deal with a lot of traumatic experiences, mainly because I've come through a lot of traumatic experiences in my life, and God has literally taken the things that seem to be entirely broken, and he's utilized these things to help me to be able to be an instrument to help others to heal all across this nation and abroad. Physical healing is necessary. Emotional and spiritual healing are necessary. The scriptural reference that I have for our physical, emotional, and spiritual healing will come from Psalms 103, verses 2 through 3, and it reads, "Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he's done for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases." And I know I've been going back and forth between the NLT and the KJV, but listen, I still got to read it in the KJV, so y'all get this blessing. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities." He didn't even say some. He said all thine iniquities, "who healeth all thy diseases." I want you to know for the physical realm of healing, when you're talking about prayer, that prayer has a remarkable power to bring that physical healing that we're looking for. So countless testimonies, and not only testimonies, but scientific studies demonstrate the profound impact of prayer on our physical well-being. So it's a tool, it's a resource that we can tap into. It is a powerful complement to also medical treatments and can lead and will lead to miraculous recovery. So for those of you that are out there that may be listening in right now, and you may be thinking about the limitations of what prayer may have, I'm here to let you know that there are no limitations, that prayer is a tool and resource that God so loved us so much that he offered it to us as divine intervention that shoots through every barrier, every conflict, every limit that we could possibly think of. Prayer has the power and the ability to be able to break through, and miracles and recoveries take place when we are fervent and effectual in our prayer. Emotional and spiritual healing. You see, prayer not only addresses our physical ailments, but also it promotes emotional and spiritual healing. It brings comfort. It brings peace and restoration to our wounded hearts and our weary souls. I would be remiss to say that we don't all experience moments in our lives where we get weary sometimes, where life gets a life in. Listen, and life will do that without your permission. Life gets to life in, and there's no way around it. And at times it can cause us to feel weary. At times the words of others and their demeanor can cause us to feel wounded. But the answer is, and always will be, prayer. You see, in prayer we find solace and the loving presence of our God who binds up our wounds and then pours in an extra dose of joy.
Thank God.
He offsets the pain that we experience, and he brings that balance that we search for, because a lot of times we want to put the emphasis on what we're able to do. But when you enter into the presence of God with a heart posture that is prepared to hear an answer from God, it positions you for the miraculous that I spoke about earlier. And then I take it a little bit further, and I offer you this scriptural reference from Psalm 34:17-18, so chapter 34, verses 17-18, and it reads, "The Lord hears his people when they call to him for help. He rescues them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he rescues those whose spirits are crushed." I'm going to bring it back to KJV. "The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all of their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are brokenhearted, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit," that crushed spirit. I don't know about you out there that's listening, but I've had some moments in my life where I've been brokenhearted more times than I can count. And it was in those moments that God spoke directly to me and rescued me, even from myself. I can recall not too long ago, back here in November of 2022, when I was making the biggest transition of my life from the state of Wisconsin all the way to Texas. And I thought I had a plan. I thought I had everything figured out. And then the IRS had a different type of story it wanted to lead out with. And so I had these plans. And you know what they say about us making plans, about what we got figured out without having God in the center and the forefront of what those plans are. That is nearly laughable. It's laughable to God when we bring our plans and we haven't consulted him. And so during that transition, I thought I had everything figured out. But lo and behold, long story short, I got to Texas. And a couple months after being here, I ended up becoming completely destitute. Completely destitute. And when I say destitute, I mean not a dime to my name. I'm talking about at a deficit in the hole. Now, I had a plan. I had thousands upon thousands of dollars in my account. But as I stated before, the IRS had a different plan for me. And they decided that they wanted to invade my account. And I went to bed with thousands in my account and woke up the next day to $0.00 in my account. And now I'm faced with this huge situation where I'm crying out to God, what do we do next? It's never felt so silent and so lonely. And I remember the day that God asked me, "What are you holding in your hand?" And I was so upset because I'm like, "God, you see all, you know all. Why would you ask me that question?" And he turned around and he asked me the question again. And I'm like, this is getting out of control. "Arletta, what are you holding in your hand? God." So I took out running like a little spoiled child down my hallway in my apartment, jumped in my bed, leaked, and with tears in my eyes, I rocked myself to sleep that night. I woke up that morning with a little bit more vigor because they hadn't cut off my internet and they hadn't shut off my phone yet. And so I still have some tools. I still have some workable things that I could use in order to try to figure out what comes next. I went to my computer that day, and in a matter of hours, I created three businesses, right? And a matter of those three businesses were instructions. And God said, you're going to build out a graphic design business, you're going to build out a coaching business, and you're going to go back to your stage, in which I've called you. And I told you that years earlier, I served as a restaurant owner, and that restaurant was taken tragically by fire. And so in a matter of 10 months after putting over $160,000 into this investment, I lost everything. And God labeled it as a beautiful distraction. And now we're in the position where God is going to utilize this moment, and he's going to show me what it looks like when you humble yourself and put yourself in a position where you can hear him through the power of prayer. And God took in that moment, and he gave me specific instructions. He said, you're going to call everyone you've ever spoken for, and you're going to tell them you're back in the industry and you're speaking. You're back to your stage. In a matter of a week and a half, 2 weeks, I had generated over $10,000 in my account, from a negative deficit to having over $10,000 in my account from what I was holding in my hand. I know you remember me sharing with you that in that moment I got upset with God because I'm like, you know I ain't got nothing. But it's something so special about a daddy who can see the things that we can't see. I think about the times, all the times my mother gave me instructions and I rejected them immediately because I didn't understand. It was one of those moments where she could see what I couldn't see. And so tonight I want to challenge you. When you're talking about the transformation that comes in the power of prayer, know that when the righteous cry, that the Lord hears, and he delivers you, not out of some of your troubles, but out of them all. And so I'm going to get into, last but not least, the prayer for transformation. And that scriptural reference is going to come from Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and it reads, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The NLT reads, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. You see, prayer has the power to transform our thought patterns, renew our minds, and align our thinking with God's truth. Not ours, but God's truth. It helps us to break free from negative and destructive thinking, replacing it with God's wisdom, love, and peace. The power of prayer for transformation also has the ability to strengthen our relationships. You see, prayer plays a vital role in healing and strengthening relationships. It fosters forgiveness, reconciliation, and unity among individuals, women, unity, connection amongst us together. It all happens through the power of prayer. You see, as we intercede for each other, interceding for one another, it opens doors for healing, understanding, and the restoration of broken relationships. And in my conclusion on tonight, I want to take you back to the first scripture that I gave you, which was James chapter 5, verse 16. And it reminds us of the transformative power of prayer for healing and transformation in our lives, personal lives. You see, through confession and intercession, we open ourselves to God's healing touch, and we experience his wonderful results. Prayer brings physical healing, emotional healing and restoration, and spiritual renewal. It transforms our mind, aligning our thoughts with God's truth and strengthening our relationships through forgiveness and reconciliation. So tonight I want to challenge you, all who are listening, let us embrace the power of prayer and make it an integral part of our lives. You can't experience transformation and answers when you're not solidifying and taking an opportunity to set aside the time to get in connection and get in audible dialogue between you and God And sometimes we just need to hush up and let God speak. We have the courage to confess our sins, to seek forgiveness, and the courage to extend grace to others. Because I don't know about you, sometimes people have wronged me so bad. Look, sometimes I have to search for that thing. I have to dive deep down inside to look for the grace that it takes to forgive you for how you crossed me. But that's not mine to hold on to. So prayer will teach you the things that you need to hold on to and the things that you need to relinquish. I oftentimes say you can't be in tug of war in the spirit. You got to be willing to release the things of your past and reach for your future. You can't do them both. You got to choose. And so let us learn to intercede for those in need, lifting their burdens and inviting God's intervention, not our power and our ability, but God's intervention. And as we do so, we will witness the profound impact of prayer. We will experience healing, transformation, and the abundant life God has promised. May we never, 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 never underestimate the power of prayer, for it is through prayer that we connect with the divine and experience the love, the grace, and miraculous workings of our Heavenly Father. Let us cultivate a lifestyle of prayer, knowing that our earnest prayers have great power, and it produces wonderful, incredible, amazing, transformational results. May you be blessed on this word on this evening. I honor each and every one of you for tuning in tonight, and thank you for having me here. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. I know that I am truly blessed by this word on tonight, and I know that I'm not by myself here. Somebody has been touched by the words that came from our elder Arletta, amen, Allen, who is a busy lady. God has been blessing and moving on her behalf and truly has more to her story to tell, but took the time to come and be with us on tonight to share about the power of prayer and the working power of prayer. You know, and even over time from my life, younger years, I just thought I could just tell God to just do things and he was going to do it. Even when people came at me in the wrong way, treated me bad, I just felt like God needed to get them. But he's not a bulldog that we sick on people. And there's a way to pray. There's a way to talk to God. Amen. And even as we pray, as it says to us in Mark 11, we love the 23rd verse where it tells us that we can speak to the mountain and the mountain be moved, and we believe and trust God, but not where we go into verse 24, that when we stand praying to forgive, that your heart needs to be right and your spirit right, that you can talk to the Lord and he will hear you, amen, from a good place and not in our ugliness and everything that we want to attach to us and think we can just pull towards God. But God is so faithful, isn't he? And I'm just so glad and just so thankful for her on tonight, for everybody, amen, that participated on tonight, Elder Carly, amen, for emceeing and guiding us through. And God has just been good to us. We have another session that's coming up in September, but I believe that we need to set out some time for testimonies. Our engineer said that there were so many hands because people have something to say, amen, that will be a blessing to those that are listening, blessed by the words of our testimonies to someone else. It is a blessing, amen. And also a blessing is that we have our EP and Mother Bishop with us on tonight. And before I bring in Elder Karen, amen, I would love to have them to speak and to have words tonight, amen.
Praise God. Praise the Lord, everybody. To God be praise, and to God be the glory for all of the wonderful things that he's done. We honor the Lord tonight for this opportunity to have a word to share with you. We thank God for Lady Bishop and for Mother Bishop, for Bishop Haywood, and if there are any other members of the bishops that are with us tonight, we thank God for you and to all of the elders, the mothers, everybody. We thank God for the women of First Church, of the UFCCM,
and for the wonderful, wonderful work that you are starting off this new year, amen, with the women's ministry. I'm thinking of the new fiscal year, amen, that begins right after our conference. What a wonderful experience it has been tonight just to sit here and listen to the wonderful, wonderful word of the Lord that came to us through Elder Allen on tonight. You can always tell somebody who's speaking from experience than from someone that's just speaking words. I believe that you heard the words of the Lord tonight coming from someone who's able to tell you straight up, to use Over Tyndall's expression, that I know what I'm talking about because I've been through it, and I know that God hears and answers prayer. And I thank God because it is with that conviction through Elder Allen that I know she was speaking tonight. The message was so informative, and it contained so many powerful scriptures from different places in the Word of God to give you verification from God's Word about prevailing and through the power of prayer. You know, to believe is a decision. And I thank God because many years ago, I chose to believe God. And when we make that decision in our life that we're going to believe God, then we know that when we call on God in prayer that we are not wasting time. God clearly hears and answers prayer. I am a witness, and I thank God for that tonight. We have situations arise in our lives. We just sometimes don't know exactly how to act or react, but God knows. And when we go to the Lord and tell him about it, he will give us the answer we need. So I just thank and praise God for Elder Allen, and I want to encourage you to continue to allow the Lord to use you the way he is using you to proclaim the truth of God's word and to do so with such crystal clarity.
Yes.
Break it down so everybody can understand it.
Amen.
And I thank God for how you did that tonight. Continue on in the work of the Lord. And to the women's ministry, as never before, now is the time. Mother Bishop brought that out so eloquently in our conference. Now is the time. Let's run as we've never run before. Let's work as we've never worked before. Let's believe that if we put our vision before the Lord, that vision, if we put it before the Lord, then God will show us with a mission how to see that vision come to pass. We want you to know we're standing with you 100%, holding you up in prayer every day, and believing God for you on all, in every way, and in everything that you set your hands and hearts and minds to do. God bless you. I love you all, and I thank you all for all of the support, those of you that are listening, for the wonderful support you gave in our last conference. I tell you, it was something else. All of the videos, the entire conference was videotaped. And I guess I've been over two or three times just enjoying it over and over again. May God bless you and heaven smile on you. Thank you for this space.
God bless you.
Praise God. I give honor to God again. And I just thank the Lord for this powerful message. I praise God for our EP and for Lady Bishop and for our speaker, Elder Allen, and, of course, Bishop Haywood and everyone that's present. The only thing I can say, Elder Allen, is what a word from God. I was sitting here and I said, you know, this message that we heard, it is too big of a message to just contain to the audience that is listening. This message and the clarity in which the Holy Spirit gave it to you and the way it was delivered, it needs to be shared with not just hundreds, but thousands and thousands of people. They need to hear what has been said on this radio blog broadcast tonight. And I'm not just saying that to tickle your ears, but I'm saying that in truth because of the clarity in which the Holy Spirit gave to you to bring out these points. I was just saying there to myself, wow, wow, this needs to be heard and shared within the body of Christ. But I thank God so much for you, Elder Allen. You continue to be encouraged, my dear. Continue to do the work that God has assigned your hands to do. Continue to be the bold soldier and stand up in these last days. There's much I could say, but I know that our time is limited, so I'm going to stop. But I just thank God for you because that word truly just resonated in my heart. And I would just like to say if we had an outline to put on the website or something, that people need to go back to this and hear it. They need to be refreshed with this type of message. Continue to pray for us here in North Carolina as we continue to pray for you all. We love you, and we love the women of the women's ministry throughout the UFCCM and women throughout God's kingdom. We want to continue to press on and do the work that is assigned our hands to do. God bless you, Lady Bishop.
I also want to mention that we thank and praise God for Lady Nixon,
yes,
who's one of the administrators of Lady Bishop,
yes,
and for Lady Jennerette, I believe, and Teacher Tindall, I think. We thank God for the way you all are working together. Keep up the good work. Love you, Bishop Brown.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Amen. God bless you to our EP and Mother Bishop. Thank you so much. To all the participants tonight, I'm just rejoicing in the Lord for all that has taken place on tonight. Looking forward to everything that in addition to tonight that the Lord will do and that we have to bring to you. Amen. To be a blessing to this body. I'm going to ask that also to be a blessing if all that can, if you have $20 to sow a seed, amen, UFCCM.org, you can go there and choose, select, amen, your particular choice in your giving, $20. And we're going to be a blessing to two of our listeners on tonight, to our first caller and to our, I'm going to say 10th caller. We're going to bless you with one of Elder Allen's books on tonight. Amen. So with that, if Elder Karen Nixon, Assistant Chair Lady, if you would join me now. In a way of announcement, please tune in second Saturday to the Laity broadcast with our teacher, Tindall. Don't miss it. Always something good, you know, taking place in the Laity broadcast. Don't miss it. And that will be 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Elder Karen?
God bless you. God bless you. What a powerful word on tonight. Oh, I am just sitting down and taking it all in. And we want to go to the Lord in prayer. We thank God for his word, for his word declares how pleasant and how good it is for us to dwell together in unity. It was a precious time and a pleasant time tonight. And we know, according to the word of God, as we pray, Father, your word declares that all things work together for good to those who love you and to them who are called according to your purpose. God, we thank you tonight for our EP and Mother Bishop Tindall, for Bishop Haywood, Lady Bishop, and Mother Brown, Bishop Mother Brown, God. We thank you, Lord, for the women here tonight on this radio blog.
Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that your perfect will be done, God. God, we pray for strength, as the strength that you gave Esther to go before the king, God. We pray for strength as we go forth through the day. God, we pray for courage to stand in the midst of uncertainties, oh God, in the midst of trials, oh God. Father, we pray for the spirit of peace, which passes all understanding, God, that comes from you, even the peace that Abigail had, oh God. Father, we pray for provision, God, that you open up the windows of heaven and pour a blessing to those who are in need even now, oh God. God, we pray for your direction, God. Lord, that we would know which way to turn, God, that we would not lean unto our own understanding, God, but in all of our ways that we would acknowledge you and you are direct us, oh God. And Father God, we thank you for your protection. Lord, that you would lead us and guide us, oh God. Father God, even as the enemy comes in like a flood, God, your word declares that your spirit will lift up a standard. So God, we thank you for protection even now in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for joy, oh God. The joy that you give, the world cannot take away from us, oh God. God, we ask you for these things, oh God. And we pray for the compassion, oh God. Lord, even as Ruth had compassion towards Naomi, oh God. God, we pray that we have compassion towards one another in the name of Jesus, oh God. And those who come in our surrounding, God. Father, we pray for healing. God, whatever is spilling out of our lives, oh God, whatever issue is taking place, oh God, whether it be on the job, oh God, whether it be in our home, in our bodies, oh God, in our children's life, oh God, we pray for healing in the name of Jesus. Father, we reach out in faith knowing that you are able to heal us, oh God. Father God, direct us, oh God, in the healing path, oh God. Father, we pray for success in all areas of our lives, oh God. Father, we look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, oh God. We pray for success like Lydia had success, oh God. We pray, God, that you would give us the courage, Lord God, as Jochebed, Moses' mother, had, oh God. We pray for these things and so much more as your peace, God. We pray that we would not be blindsided by the beautiful distractions like our speaker said this night, oh God. But God, we pray, oh God, that we would set aside time in prayer, oh God. Set aside time in fasting, oh God. Father God, even as Mother Bishop said, oh God, Lord, that we may not cross all of our T's and dot over all of our I's, oh God. But God, we know that you have us. And God, you have us in the palm of your hands. And every in the palm of your hands, God, none can pluck us out. No distractions, oh God. No trials and no situation can take us out, oh God. Father, we thank you, God. And we come to you boldly, knowing that you're able to answer our prayer, God. We give you praise and we give you thanks. Bless those who are sick among us. Heal them, oh God. Resurrect our lives, oh God, that we may move beyond our situation and trust you, knowing that you're able to sustain us and take us forth. God, we pray, oh God, for Elder Hunt, oh God. We pray for total recovery, oh God, in the name of Jesus. All of those who are suffering from some type of sickness, oh God, we pray for healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Mother Brown, oh God. We pray a special blessing upon her, oh God. God, we pray that you would strengthen her, oh God, even as she encouraged us as women to continue to stand, oh God. We pray that you would strengthen and stand with her, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you. Bless the board of bishops. Bless, Lord, everyone that is connected to the UFCCM, oh God. We thank you for our leaders. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
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 Everybody is unmuted. Come on and give a great big praise and hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Until we come together again. Hallelujah. Know that you are already blessed.
Thank you.
Jesus. My.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
I love
Jesus.
You, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as